Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus, a weekly radio talk show dedicated to discussing the most up-to-date happenings in the adoption world. I am Connie Going, and I'm an adoption consultant with Adoption Associates. Adoption Focus is sponsored by Adoption Associates. They are a Michigan-based licensed Christian adoption agency, which was founded in 1990. In this time, Adoption Associates has placed over 5,000 children with adoptive families. They provide individual and undivided attention to adoptive parents, birth families, birth parents, and the children that they serve. Adoption Associates is headquartered in Jenison, Michigan, but they have satellite offices in Lansing, Farmington, and Saginaw. They are a naturally accredited leader in domestic and international adoption, and adoption is their passion, and they are committed to supporting their families through every step of the adoption journey. Today we have with us, I am very honored and very excited to announce that we have with us Richard Van Heeman.
Good morning, Connie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine. Happy to be with you.
Oh, thank you. Let me just tell everyone a little bit about you, and I'm just so excited to have you here. Richard is the founder of Adoption Associates, and he is currently president of the board at Adoption Associates. But he founded Adoption Associates in 1990. He is an Emeritus board member with the National Council for Adoption. And although he's been retired from Adoption Associates, he is just a wealth of knowledge, and we are so excited to have him because he has years of experience in adoption. And the topic today that I thought we would start with is really where adoption has come from. But what I'd like to know, Richard, is what brought you to actually start Adoption Associates?
Well, I had been working for another agency as an administrator, mostly in program development. And it gave me a lot of exposure to developments in the field. And I became convinced that adoptions had to be more open, and also that we needed to get into doing more designated adoptions. A designated adoption is where, through various means, birth parents wanting to plan adoption and prospective adoptive parents contact with each other. And I became a strong proponent of that and decided to open an agency and feature that. And that became very, very successful.
Obviously, 5,000 placements since 1990. That is such a celebratory number in helping in creating families and helping birth parents make positive decisions for their lives and children. What was it like when you first started? Like, did you have one staff member? Was it just you? What did that look like in 1990?
Well, I went from being the administrator of a very, very large agency to sitting in a tiny office all by myself. There really was a first day. And as I think back now, it seems almost comical. And I remember wondering, now that I have a license and I'm open, will anybody come? and then a good friend of mine in the media made contact with me, and she came out with a photographer and took my picture in my tiny office. and that appeared on the front page of the Grand Rapids Press, and the phone started ringing and just never stopped, and we exploded in terms of growth.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the first birth mother for AAI?
I do. I met her in the mall, in Woodland Mall, and it was a kind of a strange feeling because I had told her where to meet me, and here I was, this 48-year-old man, standing at a spot in this huge mall waiting for this young woman. And she actually did appear. And that became my first birth parent client for the agency.
Wow. And you grew from there. I love it. And you grew your staff because you have Adoption Associates has grown. It covers the entire state of Michigan and families throughout the United States. What was it like as you brought staff on?
Well, I was just, amazed at how things grew. And it was led in domestic heavily by these designated adoptions. And then as the word about the agency spread, much of it through Yellow Pages advertising.
That was going to be my next question. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yellow Pages.
That was very big for the first, let's say, 15 to 20 years as a way of reaching young women with the message of adoption. And so, yeah, it just exploded all over the state, and we became quickly, I think in our third year, we were placing more infants than any other agency in Michigan. So that's
now,
what happened.
What was your passion as far as, you have a very, very deep belief system, you're a Christian agency, and what was your hope that you, to this day, it still is the same message for families?
Well, I believe that adoption is patterned after our adoption as believers in Jesus Christ. And I think that is the basis of why I'm pretty passionate about adoption. And I believe that it is the most significant life-changing event there is in the human experience, you know, short of Christian conversion. Mm-hmm. And I've been in it so long. I've done adoptions literally at one level or another, thousands and thousands of them, that I've been able to see children, babies placed for adoption, grow up, marry, have their own families. I've been able to witness and see what their lives have been compared to where they came from. And that's not to disparage birth mothers, but simply most birth mothers are in difficult circumstances when they come to us to plan adoption. And so I've seen the tremendous success in the lives of adopted persons, and I've had contact over the years with birth mothers who went on to have good lives and benefited from planning adoption for the baby that was sort of born out of time.
Right. And one of the things that I really love in working with Adoption Associates and being able to know that the birth mothers are given a chance to step up and make these decisions and be supported in these decisions, even when society may not support their decision or their support systems may be limited. I know that Adoption Associates has support groups, birth mother workers that are just all about making this what the birth mother decides in her support systems and her experiences. And I, having been around adoption for many years in domestic, is I have seen that isn't always the case. And if you go back 40 years, what adoption was like as far as not being so open.
Yes. I've seen the transition from totally closed to to OPEN and was an early proponent of open adoption, and have seen the positive benefits of this and have had the opportunity to really teach adopting pre-adoptive families that they don't need to fear birth parents, and that after the adoption is made, they're not going to lose their child if it's an open adoption. And I think today, largely, that message is being conveyed to young women planning adoption, and that's good.
I definitely believe that, too. I think we have a long way to go in educating, like, just the public about, and adoptive families about that fear. And I'm really excited about Adoption Associates promoting open adoption, because what we know as adoption experts in the field after years is that when a child looks in the mirror when they're 13 and 14 and they want to see, they are genetically connected. And you can't erase that. And so to have a healthy child, they have to have all the pieces of their lives. And what I love about AAI and what they do is that, you know, in an open adoption, there's that connection to where they're not missing their pieces. And
yeah, Tommy, I've also had the opportunity in the last 2 years to go through the experience with our daughter, who is now in her early 40s, of her connecting with her some of her birth family. And we've been able to support her in that effort, which has been a very good experience for her.
Yeah.
And one of the remarkable things that we perceived with her was that as she talked about her birth family and talked about our family, she would make comments that indicated she was totally identified with our family, not at the expense of her birth family, but the comments would just be naturally made, and often I think she wasn't even aware, you know, of statements she would make that were clearly indicative that she was totally identified with her family.
Well, I think that fear as adoptive parents is that, you know, they won't love me as much. They won't, you know, they'll go back to their and to their birth family, you know, that fear. And I think what we learn as adoptive families is that they truly know who their family is if you make it all available to them. And I found my son's adopted, his birth father, actually before I adopted him, he was in a different system of care, and he needed that closure, and he needed that openness. And we opened the door, and unfortunately that birth father did not want to participate, but it gave my son an understanding of who he was, and he needed that to move forward in his development. And so as scary as that, as I tell other adoptive families, no matter when, if you're 40 or if you're a teenager, there are ways to approach it, you know, before the age of 18 that are secure. And then afterwards, as an adult, not all adoptees want to find, you know, their birth families, but sometimes it's a missing piece. And I always think, is too much love bad? Is too much caring bad?
Yeah, exactly. You know, the one, if there's one thing I tried to teach pre-adoptive couples, it was this, that you only get one chance to develop a parent-child relationship where you are the child. And that is when you're a child. When you are an adult or a young adult, you will not be able to reestablish a relationship with another adult as a child. And therefore, that relationship is solid with the adoptive family. Rest in that, believe in it, and then support your child in seeking out the birth family, because then the child can move forward, as you've said.
You know, I think one of the things that I was so excited to talk to you about was that you had seen over the course of time, because you were in adoptions for almost 23 years before you started Adoption Associates. So you really had the history of where adoptions had come and gone, and I knew that where Adoptions Associates is at now, what you could offer to tell people and teach people, because I don't think that adoptive parents know or birth parents know. I think history is important because we learn from history.
Yes, very much so. And, you know, we also have to one of the things that's so important at our agency is that we work hard to help young women coming to us interested in adoption, to help them understand the tremendous benefits they are providing to their child. The fact is that it's a loving decision. It's a selfless decision. And it will also be a decision that will not only give their child a better life, it will also give them themselves more opportunity for education or better employment or whatever. So we haven't done our jobs at Adoption Associates unless we have the birth mother feeling really good and understanding what the advantages are of adoption, both to the child as well as to her.
I agree, and that's why it's always such a privilege to be able to even to do consulting work with you, because like there are, you know, I'm down in Florida. We have all different types of agencies, and what I really admire about Adoption Associates is you stand out as a leader. You're progressive. You're always looking at different ways to reach birth mothers, to reach out to them, and to educate. And I think part of the radio show that we're doing now is about education. And I see that as a very positive opportunity. There are, you know, out there in the adoption world, agencies are still stuck in the yellow pages. And as much as we love the yellow pages, there are no more phone booths with yellow books hanging down.
you are right. But I have to say, Connie, I was not the person in the agency saying we need to move away from yellow pages. That responsibility for that goes to Jane in a major way, and from simply tracking where our referrals were coming from. But it was hard for me to give up yellow pages.
I understand. It was hard for me as a social worker to take, like, I still don't take, when I'm lucky enough to go out in the field, I still don't take I won't take my computer. And I won't type in front of somebody. I am going to handwrite it down and then go to my car and do it. I feel like I need to have that realness. And so I think that when you come from that world, it's hard. But Jane, who's your executive director, Jane Behrman, has done such an amazing job at just embracing this, because I think it is how we stay afloat in the world of adoption agencies and how you remain a leader, because, you know, there's always going to be – I just love your heart. Like, there's always going to be someone who has maybe greater marketing or this, but word of mouth and consistency, what I see in talking to your staff is that they are so real and they are so passionate and that they really care.
Well, I think that's true. And, you know, also we do have some staff that were birth mothers, which was always important to me. I think that was special. We also have our other pregnancy workers as well have been with us for many, many, many years. And they're as knowledgeable as anybody can be and very effective in helping young women make good decisions. So
that is very true. Tell me a little bit about your expansion into international. And when did that occur?
It happened, I would say, within 2 or 3 years after I opened the agency. And it really, we got into it just initially with doing home studies for families that were pursuing international through other agencies. And then early on, we added a small group of, I'd say, adoption activists, three women who were adoptive parents internationally, and they sort of joined us. And that really helped to propel us into China and Guatemala and eventually, you know, Russia and some other smaller countries. We've also placed thousands of children from these other countries, but right now international is in steep decline, and I've begun to spend a lot of time along with other professionals really opposing some of the public policies that we think are responsible for really diminishing international adoption.
I agree, and that's probably a whole nother show and definitely quite interesting, because what I find is that it doesn't matter. If you're a family and domestic adoption is the way that your heart takes you, then that's the way you need to go. And if you're an adoptive family and international is where your heart takes you. And it's the same for child welfare adoptions. I think that in the old days, we used to think that our area was the only area that we needed to go. And I think as you grow and you get to meet these families, the barriers are crossed, because on the other side of adoption, all adoptive families are adoptive families. And they network, they need to network and connect. And so it doesn't matter how you got there. Adopting a child, it takes more faith than I think anything you could ever do in life.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think one of the factors I've seen is that just across the board, the bonding and the love that develops is so natural, and frankly, I think surprises adopting families, adoptive couples, that they learn to love these children and the children love them quite naturally, and it's wonderful to watch that happen.
Well, and you're changing the world in the sense that you're building healthy families. You are changing lives. You're giving birth mothers choices. You are helping children internationally that have a totally different life. And I think we're teaching diversity. We're teaching connections and support in international adoption. So those children are just not, replaced the family, that they bring their heritage with them and they bring connections with them. I think all in all, we've come so far in the world of adoption.
We really have, and I think it's such a beautiful thing to walk through a mall and see these multicultural families just interacting with each other most naturally. I just think it is absolutely beautiful, and I just smile every time I see them.
With you, and I think that that's another great topic I'd love to have on the show is dealing with cross-cultural adoptive families, interracial families, and the challenges and the joys that they face, because it's exciting for me to see, having been a social worker before the multi-ethnic act, where we could not in the United States place cross-culturally very easily, and to where we have a lot of families that have so many different blends within that family. And you think, wow, and they're so healthy. They're healthy families, and they're connected families. So I think that adoptive families understand the importance.
And it's so gratifying to have been in the business long enough to see this happen.
Yes, so. It truly, truly is. And my own family is blended, and I didn't plan it. Sometimes God just puts he puts things on your heart, and you know that this is what you have to do, whether it's the easier road or not. And I think that I would not trade the experiences as a family I have right now. And I know that I could put 100 adoptive families in a room, and they would all agree. What I look forward to is seeing where we go next. Where will Adoption Associates go next? What do you see moving forward?
Well, I think we have, with respect to international adoption, I think we have bottomed out. And there are glimmers of hope. I think there's some changing attitudes at the federal level with regard to the Hague Convention and the obstacle, rather than the aid to international adoption that it should have been, that it was intended to be. So I think, you know, we will continue to grow in international, and we will continue to grow in domestic. I really expect that that is going to happen, and we have seen that within the last year or so. Again, the numbers going up, and we're just very excited about that. I think to some extent it reflects the increasing percentages of births for the different subgroups in the United States in which children are being born without the outside of marriage. And I think that is not good, but I think it is sort of a predictor that there will be more domestic adoption. And so I'm encouraged that we'll be able to be a part of that growth too.
I hope that I'm right there with you, and we are talking about that, and it will be excited to see that happen. Richard, I want to thank you so much for being part of our new Adoption Focus radio show, and I'm just honored that you took the time to share, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I enjoyed speaking with you, Connie, and I look forward to maybe meeting with you sometime.
I would love to come to Michigan. It's so hot in Florida.
I'll tell you, I'm a snowbird, and much of the year we live in Naples. But, you know, in the summer we're back up here, and it is beautiful this time of the year. So.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, take care. Have a wonderful weekend, and we will see everybody back here next Friday, and I look forward to it, and have a great day.
Okay. Goodbye, Connie.
Bye-bye now.